We are continuing on Shiurim now on Shah Kavanot, on the Inyan of Nitilat Adam. We're continuing our subject. So we're now on page Nun Zayin, in Tiv HaKavanot. In Tiv HaKavanot. So it says as follows: All techavim bracha nitzilat adayim shachrit. Again, we're doing the kavanos of nitzilat adayim. La'alot asiya lemala al yedei elo shlosh yadayim she'amarnu shem avaya elokeinu avaya b'yamin kuz u'muchsa kuz b'smol havaya and havaya pshuta and havaya dema b'emsa. כי שם זה הוא עולם היצירה. ועל ידי שלוש ידות אלו ויצירה אנו מעלים את עולם עשייה. So he says as follows. Let's do the Nitiv HaKavanot as explanation as well. ריש גימו. אור תכוון בקעת הנצילת השחת, והנה ישנה כוונות נוספת שיש לכוון בה רק בבקעת הנצילת השחת. So we did this before, we're going to read it again. That he's giving us another kavana on the bracha. When you're saying the bracha, ani tzedadayim, what is the kavana you have to have? So the bracha, the kavana is for la'alot asiyah lemala. You have to mechaven on the world of asiyah that you are in to bring it upwards into the world of yitzira. Reish hey, al yedei elo shlosh yadayim she'amarnu la'alot olam asiyah le'olam yitzira. In order to bring up the world of asiyah into the world of yitzira. תהיה על ידי שם מבא המתחלק לשלוש פעמים יד, שם שלוש ידיים נזכרות, כמו שהזכיר הרב לאל. So we have to bring it up, again, via this process of mab, which is our holy elevator, כביוכל, three times yad, the three hands. We're going to bring up the world of Yitzir into the world of Yitzir. And what are they? The שם הוויה אלוקינו השם, בימין. So your right hand is depicted in the Siddur as a הוויה פשוטה, Elokeinu, and a Havaya. That represents your right hand. Your left hand is represented by Kuza, Muhsam, Kuza, those three words. I don't pronounce them properly because they're all Shem Hashem. On your left. Now, the middle hand is Havaya Pshuta and Havaya Dema, which represents your middle hand. And he says in Tiva Kavanot Reishtet, Ki Shem Ze U Ba'olam Yitzira. Atesha Shemot Alalu. These nine names that we just referred to now, three in your right hand, three in your middle hand, three in your left hand, all represent the mab, the membet, the shema membet, which is found in the world of Yetzirah. Ve'al yedei shlosha yadot elu di yetzira anu ma'alim et olam ha'yetzira. And through the fact that you have the this mab in the world of yetzira, that's able to grab down the world, grab it down. You mean you're putting these three hands. Just imagine you're standing on top, and your three hands are going down into the world of yetzira, from yetzira into the world of yetzira, and you're bringing it back up. Okay, that's merumas by the Shem Hashem. These nine names. Which represents the 42 letters, which represents the three hands. Gam tichaven ki rosh tivot also says the Arizal. He also says the beginning of the words al nitzilat yadayim. The rosh tivot ayin nun tet, which spells ani, shugematre kal, as we said, shuhu ribua va'achurayim shalavaya demad arafim di yitzira lemshir masham or gam kel el haolam esiyah. So says the Tiva Kavanot, v'chein reish yud aleph, v'chein yesh lechavem ki rashi tevot shel bikat al nitzilatayim hu otiyot ani. Ani oli gematria kal. That the gematria of ani, which is al nitzilatayim, is 130. Kal. So he says reish yud bet, shehu ribua v'achoraim shel avaya dema d'alafim. Shem avaya dema, shehu avaya d'milu alafim, which is yud vav dal ke aleph, vav aleph valav ke aleph, Olei gematria ma, which is gematria 45. V'ribua, when you take the ribua, shu achoraim shel avaya dema, shu yudvav dalet, and then you have yudvav dalet ke alef. And then you have yudvav dalet ke alef, vav alef alef. And then you have yudvav dalet ke alef, vav alef alef ke alef. That's how you spell the ribua. Hu, the gematria, olei le gematria kuf lame. That's 130. ליצירה, שמד יצירה, להמשיך משם או גם כן אל עולם עשייה. יחבי להמשיך או מזה השם שם שביצירה אל עולם היציאה. So what's that? Again, so let's repeat. We have, as you're saying the bracha, Al Nitilas Yadayim, you're having the first letters of Al, which is Ayin. The first letter of Nitilas Yadayim, which is Nun. The first letter of Yadayim, which is Yud. That spells Ani, poor. Right? That's also giving you a gematria of 130. That 130 is exactly the ribu al Havaya de Mad Alfim. As we spelled out beforehand. When you collect all those letters together, of the ribu of the Mad Alfim, that represents the Shem Hashem, which isn't found in the word of Yetzirah. So from the word of Yetzirah, this Shem Hashem of 130, the amount of 130, is being mashpia also into the world of Asiyah. Let's continue. On page Nun Tet now. Kama yadata ki chameshet ba'ot em chamesh gvot matzabach. You know that the five hands has five fingers, and each finger represents another matzabach. Matzabach are dinim, and each one matzabach is mem, nun, sadi, pei, chet, chaf, ve'em kfulot. And they are double, because they are pshutot, in the middle of the words, and also they're found in the last part of the word. Final letters. Connect the chamesh ba'ot b'yad yamin, connect the five letters, five fingers on your hand, your right hand, chamesh b'yad small, and five on the left hand. V'tzach le'alotam ad shalosh rishonot, ve'az nitarim al yedei mayim she'em chamesh chasadim. So he tells us another kavana over here is that you have to raise your hands when you wash your hands. And why? Because the whole point is that the shefa which is seeping out, we want it to go back into your head, which is the shalosh rishonot, the chabad, in order to re-internalize, if that is a word, re-internalize the shefa which is potentially seeping out into the world of the chitzonim, and so in order to capitalize on the shef, in order not to be wasted, especially not to be given as the chitzonim, we raise up our hands when we do al nitilat al, meaning to raise al, and redirecting that shefa back into you, which you're going to re-internalize that shefa. And you're doing that through the water, because the water is representing, again, as you said, the chasadim, so that neutralizes the chitzon in order for that process to happen. Okay. So let's continue. Now we're on page Samech. We're on page Samech. Gam Techavin, he says, Gam Techavin, Lemash Ode Aticha, Ech O Amokin Neza, Nimshachim Dere Tzipone Atzbot. We're also going to study over here the way the shefa seeps out of the nails. And we know that over there the chitzonim are waiting to zap the new shefa, the new fresh shefa. So what's going to happen is that when you're raising your hand, again, like I preempted, what he was going to say over here, that you're redirecting the shefa up and above, therefore the chitzonim will not get a grab onto it. So let's just see the pirush over here of the tiva kavanot resh chav dalet. Achal di alat di adam lemalei ad kinek the rosh ein chitzonim yucholi leachiz beponaim lefi shein yotzim et orot misham ki kishadam beetzbaot em tzad mala az lo yotzim misham orot hashven nitzar vahod. So, alright, he's just pointing out that the fact that it's not going downwards, it's going upwards, that the chasonim are not going to go all the way up there to get the shefa, and therefore you've accomplished your task. Daf Samech Aleph. Now, Birkat Asher Yatzar Et Adam B'Chokhmah. Now we're going to go actually study not only the last three words of the Baruch, we're going to start studying now the actual, all the words of the bracha. Now, Birkat Asher Yatzar, who keneged Abba Shebalam Asiyah. Now, as we know, every word can be split into the five patsufim. So we have Abba Asiyah over here, which is keneged this bracha. V'lechen yesh ba arba'im v'chamesh tefot. There's 45 words in the bracha. Excuse me. K'mispar Adam Shu Chochma. Like the Mispar of Adam, which is 45. Shu Chokhmah, Abba, which refers to Chokhmah, Chokhmah is equated to Abba. V'zishamah Hashem Yatsa et Adam b'Chokhmah. That refers to that part of the pasuk. Ki misod מסוד חוכמה עליונה נוצר זה אדם נרמל זה בו, כי חוכמה עליונה created man, ולפי שיצירה קודם אלה על העשייה, ולזה אמר שיצר את האדם. Since יצירה was created before in the world of עשייה, that's why it says יצר את האדם, יצר as reference to יצירה, כי על ידי יצירה נעשית עשייה. So let's just see the view over here of the טיב הכוונות אין ריש חב עבר. הנה לאל ששינו כי בירת אני את זיים או היא בעריך אמפין עולם עשייה ואתה מברר שיעד רב ושינו זה הוא ברכה נאמה לאחר בגלל זמן את זיים היא בעבד עשייה. So he's pointing out that previously what we learned is the bracha of Al Nitzilat Adayim, and there that was connected to the pasuk of Arch Anpin. Now we're learning the bracha of Asher Yatzar, and the bracha of Asher Yatzar that's connected Abba, Abba in the world of Asiya. Again, always in the world of Asiya. So we're going on a lower level. Anitidai is a higher level. That's Arech Anpin, and when we're going to Asher Yatzar, that's a lower. That's Abba of Asiya. And then Resh Chavzai. Lachen Yesh ba'arba'im v'chamesh tevot k'mitzvah Adam. There are 45 words. Which connected the gematria of Adam. Kivan shebikrat Asher Yatzar, he connected Abad Olam Asiya. Lefichah yesh 45 tevot bebikrat zu, v'kumitzvah Adam shegam hu ole b'gematria 45. Resh chavchet shehu b'chokhma, ma sheyesh ma tevot bebikrat Asher Yatzar k'mitzvah Adam, ze Adam romez l'sifrat Abba. Chokhma. So we know that Adam is morumez in the sefirat of Chokhma. Mishum sheotiyot chokma em koachma, because explains that the otiyot of chokma is koachma, spells the strength of ma. Ve'adam oleg matrima, ve'nimtza shechokma yesh bo koachma shu adam. So that's the connection. That's what the Shemin Sosin says in Od Lamed Gimel, that the connection between these two ideas of chokma and Abba is because the fact that Chokhmah is spelled Koachmah, then and we know that Adam is also Ma, that gives us a connection with the Chokhmah and Adam. Let's continue. Now, Abba, Sfira the Chokhmah, parts of Abba. Now, again, we're gonna put all these concepts, let's do this again, it sounds a little bit complicated. We're going to put all these concepts together. Abba, we're going to put it together with Chokhmah, we're going to put it together with Adam. So let's put it all together again. So he says like this. Mash yesh ma tevot, now, and the connection between the bracha. Now the bracha has, again, 45 letters in it. Now the 45 letters spell, is a gematria of ma, 45. Ma. Ma is exactly the same gematria of Adam. Now Adam is mechumas in chokhmah. Okay, so we got from the 45 letters of the bracha to Adam, which is 45, and which is connected to chokhmah. How is it connected to chokhmah? It's connected to chokhmah because the chokhmah is spelled chokhmah mikoach ma. You can spell the words koach ma. So it has ma. So you see that Adam is connected to chokhmah because he also in chokhmah there's ma. Now Adam is gematria. Then if it's a chokma, it's chokma. Okay, let's continue. Abba, now Abba is the sphere's chokma. Now we're going to connect Abba into this because Abba is connected in the fact that he is sphere's chokma. V'zish ama sheyatzar is Adam ber chokma, because it's the tzadishah between Adam and chokma, as we said. Kisod chokma eliyona notzar ze Adam nirmaz bo. כיוון שזו הברכה היא בחוכמה דעשייה, because since the ברכה is in the חוכמה דעשייה, that's what we're making תיקון, the חוכמה, or אבא דעשייה. החינוס של הברכה, that's why it says, אשר אדם בחוכמה. כי אדם הוא בחוכמה. אדם, again, אז גמת חלמה, חוכמה, זה also כוחמה, שהוא כוחמה, מה עולה גמת אדם, והוא נוצר מהחוכמה, because the אדם is built from the חוכמה, אשר בעולם העולה למעלה ממנו. לפי שיצירה קודם אל יציאה לסדר השתלשלות ושתחילה נעצה לעולם הצילות ואחר מכן לעולם בריאה ואחר כן נעצה לעולם היצירה ואחר כן נעשה לעולם עשייה באופן שהעולם היצירה קודם לעולם עשייה. לכן ולזה אמר שיצר את אדם על ידי יצירה נעשית עשייה. לכן אמר בברכה זו שיצר את האדם, כיוון שזה האדם הוא חוכמה ועולם עשייה, ועולם עשייה נוצר משתלשלים לעולם עשייה, So he says as follows. That what? What is he saying over here? He says, the Ariza says, "Lachein ama ashe yatzar et Adam." That the bracha says, the bracha is written that ashe yatzar et Adam, that you created man, you formed man. What does that mean? Yatzar, as we said, it's a grammar of the yitzira. It says nasit asiya, that creates asiya. Since we're talking about them making a tikkun in the chokhman in the olam ha'asiyah, olam ha'asiyah notzar mishlash shel olam ha'asiyah. The whole world was created from the world of a yetzira. Lefira kashem maskir et adam hazeh, az hu maskir me'echan hu nitaved. So we mentioned the name of the Adam. We know where he is. We're mentioning where he is as well. וזה לשון אשר עשה הוא לשם יצירה מרומז של לשון יצירה ממני עוצר מנעשה אדם הוא בחוכמה לעולם עשייה. Okay, very good. והנה, לפי ששלוש סבירות עליונות הן סוד בריאה, we know that the first three are the first chokhma binadat, all the sod of bria. How do we know that? So he says here in Reish Lamed Gimel, וזה לשון הביקת אליהו, לשון זה לא זכיתי להבין. Okay, so he says, Bikat Eliyahu. Zeh Loshon Bikat Eliyahu. Because it's a sefer, it's a Loshon Zeh Lo Zechit. So Bikat Eliyahu didn't have pshat in his piece. Zeh Loshon Shem Esosim, Pirush Ari Rampin, Abba V'Ima. Who offered Zeh? Keter Menuvash Tor Chochma. Chochma V'Tor Bina. Anikra Briah. Zeh Kulam Nikraim Al Shema D'Shem Briah. Okay, so the Shem Sosim wants to chat over here that the first three are the Sod of Bria, meaning that the Keter goes into the Chokhmah, the Chokhmah goes into the Bria, Bina, and the Bina is the Sod of Bria. Okay. Reish Lamadam, Adam is the Adam de Asiyah, or so long as you're Chokhmah, she Adam de Asiyah, she Alav Nityesad Nusach Abacha, she Yasa et Adam. הוא בחוכמה, וכמו שנסבר לאל, שהאדם הוא בגמטרי אמה, וחוכמה הוא תיות כוח מה. Again, same connection, חוכמה אין אדם. And מה? Now, הוא אחד מן השלוש. חוכמה היא אחד מהשלוש ספירות עליונה, שהוא קטע חוכמה בינה, וזה דאמר, הוא ברא בו. וכיוון שאלו השלוש הספירות עליונות הם סוד בינה כנעל, וכולם אלו השלושהם גם בחוכ, גם החוכ, היא גם החוכמה. אם כן, אני חושב שחוכמה היא גם סוד עולם הבריאה. ולזה אמר על האדם הזה הוא החוכמה, הוא ברא בו לשון בריאה. לשון בריאה. Because everything is interconnected. So let's read that again. רי של המצזיים. וכיוון שאלו השלוש הספירות אלוניות הוא סוד הבינה. Because Bina includes in it all the other two. Keter flows into Chokhmah. Chokhmah flows into Bina. Or Bechlal Eilu Shlosha Hiye Gam Chokhmah. It's also Chokhmah. And again, it's also Chokhmah. He Gam Sod Olam Abriya. So even Bina is Sod Abriya. Chokhmah is also part and parcel. That's where Chokhmah can also see the connection between Chokhmah and Briya. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Al Adam Hu Bechokhmah Ubara Bo. Which is the other mechokhmah is lashon bria. Let's continue. Reish lamechet ki hu b'chinat bria ki chokhmah hu ze adam hu b'chinat olam bria. Veze lashon bo ki bo ba'adam atzmo bo daike da'ainu sheze adam aze atzmo nikra chokhmah. The person is called a chokhmah. Shu b'chinat bria ze asiyah ze adam hu chokhmah. יש בו בחינת עולם בריאה, אך לא בריאה דכללות אלא בריאה דעשייה. הרי זה אדם, הוא אדם עשייה, ויש בו בחינת בריאה שווה עשייה, כמו שדבר אל האל שכל העסקינו הוא אתה בעולם עשייה. The whole point of this ברכה is to make a tikkun in the world of עשייה, but we're making it from top to bottom. ברא כנודע דאדם, זה אדם שבעשייה, הוא ברא את בחינת בריאה דעשייה, בריאה שבעשייה כנודע. שלוש הראשונות דעשייה הם בריאה שבעשייה, בריאה שבעשייה. שלוש הראשונות דעשייה הם קטע חוכמה בינה, שהם בריאה שבעולם עשייה. I'll summarize in a minute. We're just going to read it when I'll summarize. ושיש הקצוות הם יצירה, שש קצוות שהם שש ספירות חגת נאי שבעולם עשייה, הם נקרא יצירה שבעולם העשייה.
והעשירית, עשייה שבעשייה, הסביבה העשירית, או מלכוש בעולם עשייה, היא נקרא עשייה שעשייה. אין נקבים, אתם. So what we see, that the Arizal's Merab is the Sefirot, and comparing it to the different parts of the world. So we're talking in the world of Asiyah, so that's where we're making the Tikkun. Now we talk about the three top ones, the three top Sefirot. Those are referring to the top parts of, we're sort of nicknamed, saying that the worlds of Bi'ah are inside the world of Asiyah. So we're going to say there's a Bri'ah de Asiyah, the Yetzirah de Asiyah, Asiyah de Asiyah. So the top three are referring to the Asiyah, the Bri'ah de Asiyah. And the next Sefirot that we're speaking about, the Shesh Ketzavot, Chesek Vot, Tifel Netzahot, Yisod, that's referring to Yetzirah De'asiyah. And the funny, we speak of the Malchut, that's considered to be the Malchut De'asiyah, the tenth of De'asiyah. Hine Nikavim Eilu. Now, let's go to the next part of the Pasuk. Nikavim, right? Ve'elu Nikavim Eilu, He Bechinat Shiva Nikavim, Sheberosh Adam, Shu'u Abba, Kinisra Reshimna, Parshas Mishpatim, Va'omnam Em Zod Enayim, Va'odnim, V'chot Mepev, Em Zod Shiva Degulgota. So let's see the Pirush over here in Tiva Kavanot. Resh Mem He. בברכת אשר יצר אומרים וברא בור נקבים נקבים. הרב מברא ואתה נינם אשר אלו נקבים. What are these נקבים that the pasuk speaks about? So he says, the נקבים אלו הם שבע נקבים. There are seven holes. נמצאים בראש האדם שהוא אבא. אדם, which we're referring to אבא, אבא דה עשייה. There are seven holes. והוא ספירת החוכמה. Sfirat HaChokhma, which is referred to as Sfirat HaChokhma. Now, in Resh Mem Zayin, Omnam Em Sod Enayim Udnim Chot V'Chot M'Peh, which is your eyes and your nose and your ears and your nose and your peh. You have two eyes, you have two ears, you have two nostrils and one mouth. That makes seven altogether. Yavtav, there were seven. Em Sod Sheva Digulgota. Those are the seven Tikkuni Gulgalta that we find in Sha'arich and other places that you are affecting as well. Hine, inenu, ki einanu tzirichin kan me'asiyah, ela b'chinat o anikavim elo. So he says over here, it's pirush resh mem tet. Kedei lekabel et shava me'aorot nimtzaim bepnimiyut mepartzufim, yesh lekablo der nikavim. Al yedei ken mitma'et o umimele, yesh yucholet lekabelo. Beprat kan be'olam asiyah. And the only way that the Patsufim, the Shefa from which is found inside, can go out and it must be on the Chitzonim, on the exterior part of the world, there must be windows, holes, and windows that it goes through. Lefi shadini mehem sorer kiyum haolam. Zetzor, lechor tzor biyo. He says that in Resh Nun, "Mitnema yesh zor nikavim likvoa et hashefa, ba'lo nikavim em kedani ve'em amorim al din, ba'var rav gead rav al din nimsimsim mishel nikvoa." Oh, so what is he calling dinim over here? The Arizal says lefisha dinim em zor kiyum ha'olam. Why are they called dinim? Because since it's small, the mitzamtem, the all, that's why they're called dinim. Ba'ad rav, that's the whole purpose, because we don't want to overwhelm the tachtonim with too much awe and to break them. But rather the memayit, and therefore that's what they call dinim. Resh Nun Aleph, kedei sheyochol kabel or elyon al yedei amida nizna bahem. So let's read that again. Sorry, start from the beginning. Hine, inenu ki einanu tzurichim kam be'asiyah ela b'chinat or nikavim elu lefi shadinim hem tzorer kiyum ha'olam kedei sheyochol lekabel or elyon al yedei amida nizna bahem al yedei adinim kotz. הקוצבים צבא ומידה ואורות שלא ישביעו יותר מדי ופרט בעולם עשייה אשר שם צריך דינים בערכב כי שם הוא עינן סנדל פו שהוא בגמת חפר שם סוד חמישת גבוהות מהצבר שם גמת חפר והנה אם בחינת רחמים יפתוחו יותר מדי דרך אותם נקבים ודאי הוא שיבטלו הדינים שבעשייה ייבטלו העולם
לכן אם יסתמו יותר מדי ולא נמשוך הרחמים, ירבו הדינים, יהיו הם לבדם בלתי רחמים. So I can explain. So בקיצור, the shikul hadas of it, we don't want too much dinim, we want too much rachamim. Therefore, the holes that we create are exact the right measurement in order to allow the right amount of dinim, the right amount of rachamim to come out in order to balance the world. So let's look at the pirush over here in Reish Nun Vav for a minute. So the Tiv says as follows in Reish Nun Zayin, Shu gematria par. Reish Nun Vav, sorry. Kishem inyan, kisham hu inyan sandalfo. So what does he mean by that? He says, Hanahagat olam asiya hi alide malach hanikra sandalfo. I'm not pronouncing completely because you're not supposed to mention the names of the Malachim because they might come and find that you're not worthy of calling them. That is a bit of a problem. So therefore, that's why you don't mention the names. So why is he bringing this? Because since we're sakening the world of Asiya, therefore we also come in to this parsha of dealing with this Malach called Sandalfo. Shukamatria par. If you add up the letters, you're going to come out to 280. 280, that is his name. That is the gematria of his name. And then he says in Reish Nun Chet, excuse me, She'em Sod Chamish Gvot Mansapach, which is exactly equal to the Mansapach, Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Chav, Pahu Sod Chamish Gvot, Rumozum Chamish Lotuyot Mansapach, Roim Mikan, Shan Hagad Olam Asiya, Al Yedei Din, הוא כדי להמעיט אור שלא ינקו חיצוניים השפע הרב. So therefore, in order to ממעיט the שפע, in order that the חיצוניים, to ממעיט the שפע, in order that the חיצוניים שנחפץ, that's why this מלאך is positioned over there, in order to make sure that there's not too much oil being seeped into the side of Tumah. So again, he says, the power who saw Chamesh Gvod Rumazot Rumazot V'Chamesh Otiyot Mansapach. So these are the five Gvod which are Rumaz in the Mansapach. Ro'im Ikan Shanahagat Asiya Hu Alidei Din. So we see from here that the fact is that the whole world being ruled by this influence of Din in order to, for our benefit, in order to make sure the Chitzonim don't grab too much. Hem Gematria Par Eilu Chamesh Otiyot Mansapach Olim Gematria Par V'Chen Malach Sandalfo Sandalfo Hu Gematria Par V'Nimsa Shanahagat Olam Asiya Hi Alidei Gvurot V'Lachem Tzirichim Et Nekavim שהוא שהם גבורות כדי שלא יצאו האורות ההשפעה גדולה מדי אלא יציאתם הוא תהיה במידה צריך לקיום העולם. So therefore that makes sense why these נקבים are so small in order to ממעיט the שפע from coming out. Then he continues, והנה אם בחינת רחמי יפתורו יותר מדי, and that's obvious that if there's too much רחמי, that's going to outbalance the scales of בחירה, that's going to be too much good and too much the שפע is going to go over to the chitzonim, derech otam nekavim, vada'u yibatlu adinim shvasiya, and all the dinim will be mevatel if there's too much, an overflow, an overabundance of chitzonim, al yadi ribush tefan rachamim, yotzim mitzvashtim v'shem v'kukoach gedol, mitzvatlu adinim v'guad shvah olam asiya, like we saw from the Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, as we learned in Shaka Vanas over there, that's the way the Kazbol did it, that he flushed down so much chasadim into the palace of Zah that he just blew away all the dinim and all the tumah which was there latching onto the palace of Zah. And then he says, Reish Samar Gimel Yivatlu Ha'olam Yivatel Ha'olam Kivan Sheyivatlu Ha'dinim Gamre Mimele Yitzibat V'kol Ha'metziyut Ha'olam. So for that purpose, since the dinim are going to be blown away, therefore all the whole world is going to be blown away because the whole world is being put together through the form of the dinim. Shar Ha'dinim Im Gvot Tzurah Gvoha Ho Etz Tzorah Gvoha. רייף סמר דלה וכן הוא המסתמו יותר מדי וכן אם נקבים הנעל יסתמו ונקבי הם יותר מהצער היה נקבים נקדל מצער if the נקבים are much too small so therefore there's not enough שפע getting to us לא ישמור הרחמים ורחמים זה רק לבי ידרה בעדינים and obviously the opposite will apply that you לבדם בלתי רחמים ועל ידי זה אי אפשר לקיים the world will not be able to last
afilu I afshar litkayim afilu shah achat. And that's the end of the pasuk, that the world would not be able to mekuyim even for 1 second in that particular scenario. And the Arizal continues, da'ainu bebechinat malchus shebe'asiyah nikra shah achat kenizka b'tikun besod mazal shah gorem besod shah omedet lo. So this is pirush over here. In Reish Zavach Tet, Ainu Bechinat Malch Shvasiyah, Mashama Vafilo Shah Achad, even for 1 minute, what's the Loshan Ainu? Malchu de Asiyah, is Sphia Achrona Shbekor Asiyah. So the lowest part of Asiyah is called the Malchut. He Lotokhali Kaye Machamal Chosek Tokavadin Bilti Shum Rachamim. Nikra Shah Achad, so why is he called Shah Achad? So this is Pirush in Reish Ayin. The Malchut is called Shachat. That's her name. וזה ביור מטבע ברכה, אי אפשר לקיים לעמוד לפניך אפילו שחת. That's Nusach Ashkenaz. והיינו שהמלכות נקרא שעה אחת והיא לא תוכל לעמוד להתקיים מחמת גולם ותוכל ותגיד לשמחה זמינזם על ידי כן על ידי פתיחה ונקרבים באופן דירוי ומיד הנצרה לשביע רופא לכל בשר. So that is the continues that she will get the rufu that she needs rufu rufu called basar besod mituk dinim al yidei harachamim ki habasar em dinim bischa sumka u basia ki misham hu sod basar. So see the pirush over here in Reish Ayin Aleph al yidei ken, the fact that the holes are open and therefore the midas harachamim and the midas din are the shikul ego חופה כל בשר כולם מקבלים את השפע צריך להם בדיוק. Everybody will receive the shepherd that he needs כגם רפואה לכולם ולא יוצא הכלל. Everybody is going to get the amount of shepherd that he needs. רשען גימו רפואת כל בשר נעשה על ידי מיתו גדין וברחם ממנו על ידי שנפתחים הנקבים ופותחים בשור בדיוק עם השפע וראו אליהם לממתיק את הדדים לפי המידה זה אך I'm just scanning quickly to see what he's adding. He hasn't added anything over there. Reish Ayin Dalet. Ki habasar em adini. Ma shama rofe kol basar adayin. Why is the reason says basar? Why is the pasuk say basar? The pasuk, I mean the nusach habacha is saying basar adayin. She habasar merames adinim. Okay, it doesn't explain why. But we know that the basar merames adinim. Bisra sumka, because it's red. Kimasha basar hu adom, it's red. Muhammad zvedin shu basiyah. Again, basar is the lowest part. It's flesh. It's a reference to the lowest world. And we find the zohar and shemo is chelik dalit chelik beis. Umishan he sold basar. Now hu basiyah kedativ v'dalit roshu be'argaman. So the next part of the pasuk is what? Mafli lasot. It's mafli lasot. So let's continue this pirush. La'amtik dinim shebalom asiyah shesham rubo dinim. Et rubo dinim. Yesh tor v'shnei inyanim. Chadu nikavim na b'rosh. Remember we have nikavim that come out. Kadosh Baruch Hu left out all these, the two eyes open, the two nose open, in order that the shefa, the dinim come out. Ve'al yadam yotze shefa shel rachamim mamtik et dinim. Ve'sheni ho olam shech shefa miyisod ha'arba nikra pele. And the yisod ha'arba is called pele. It's called mafli la'asod. The shefa which is coming from yisod ha'arba is called pele. Ad olam asiyah is coming all down to all asiyah. Ve'koach chokma nimtzikim adinim. וזה מפלי לעשות, that's פירוש מפלי לעשות, פירוש מפלי, היסוד האב נקרא פלא, אשר הולך מצפש של הדור עולם עשייה. נרמז בעשייה דמילת לעשות, עולם עשייה נרמז בצפה לעשות, ולשון עשייה הוא, כי הוא קיים על עולם עשייה. ומה שכתוב בגילוי, גלוי וידוע,
Galui v'yadu lifnei chisei chavodecha. What's the last part of the pasuk? Galui v'yadu lifnei chisei chavodecha. Hu ba'olam atzilut lifnei kisei chavodecha. Kaya olam atzilut lifnei kisei chavodecha. Asher hu yoter pinimi mikisei hakavod. Shehu b'briya. The kisei hakavod zon b'briya. The kisei hakavod which we were speaking to him lifnei kisei. We were talking lifnei before that, which is the word of asiya atzilut. Zema shama lifnei which is the word of Atzilut, Misham Nigalim Yiduim Bichnat Nikavim Eilu. That's where the Nikavim are really. And the Olam Atzila in, I'm reading now Resh Pei Dalet in the Tiv. Excuse me. Ba'olam Atzilut Niglaim Nigalim Yiduim Bichnat Nikavim Eilu. Ve'ech Mitakanam. Mitakam, excuse me. כמו שמובא לקמם בבחינת מפלי לעשות שהוא יסוד אבא נצילות. Excuse me. לכן אמר שהקום המתקה של הנקבים האלו נמשכים מעולם הצילות דרך העולם הבריאה ועולם הבריאה להציעה, ולכן על ידי נמתקים אלו הנקבים למטריקה משם. כל המיתוקים של הגבורות באים בעולם הצילות, וזה ניתוק נעשה. So all through these holes you see the tremendous chassadim which is coming down, the tremendous mituk adinim which is happening, which we are not even aware of, and it's coming all the way from the world of Atzilut. And he says min Atzilut yoshev pinimi min akisei kevodecha shehu b'riya nizkar. It's the power of the bracha. We see tremendous chizuk over here. The power of the bracha goes all the way from the world of Atzilut all the way down mituk, and it's doing the mituk adinim shefa min Atzilut asher yoshev pinimi olam b'riya. It's coming all the way down into the world of b'riya. Okay, good, we'll stop here for now.